Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Alhamdulillah wa salatu wa salamu ala Rasulillah. We start with Babul Haid, chapter menstruation. This chapter, it is one of the most important chapters in At-Tahara. They're all important, but this one, subhanallah, it covers so many issues of fiqh. Nearly third of the fiqh related to the issue of menstruation. One would ask why. I say, chapter of salat, chapter of fasting, chapter of hajj, chapter of divorce. All these falls into that. Chapter of nikah. Many chapters of fiqh fall into that chapter. So pay attention to that. First, you need to pay attention because most of you are married and you can teach your wives. In case somebody from your sisters or someone asks you, it is better that a man teaches his mahram than a sister. Sometimes she feels embarrassed of asking a strange sheikh, someone that she does not know, about private issues like that. It's better to ask someone in the family or her husband if he's well acquainted about the topic. But if she does not know, she must ask. And shyness must not stop her from asking, because she could be falling into haram or doing something haram. As you will see, a lot of sisters who are ignorant of some of the issues, you find actually they perform their ibadah wrong. Their salat sometimes it's cancelled out, or some issues when it starts, when it ends and all that, which relate back to their ibadah. And because they didn't ask, they were in big problems. And you would find, and I'll be honest, most of the women are ignorant of the chapter of menses. They do not understand menstruation. They do not understand how it works, when it starts, if it's delayed, what would happen, if there is continuous bleeding, if there is, for example, pregnancy, what is the minimum, what is the maximum. You'll find many women, because no one taught them, and they're just inherited. And that's what, wal'iyadhu billah, is a big problem amongst the women. And they sort of ignorant about it. The husband does not know. She thinks this is the correct opinion. And then it end up in a big disaster on the Day of Judgment. Very important. So, inshallah, the male can teach his wife or the other women in his house. Or the sister has to ask the question. So, inshallah, this couple of lessons about al-hayd would explain the matter properly. You find it is interesting, subhanallah, the whole chapter of Hayd, the hadith that came from the Prophet ﷺ, revolve around three women. Fatima bint Abi Hubaysh, radiallahu anha, Ummu Habiba bint Jahsh, Hamna bint Jahsh. You see those three female companions, they're the one who asked the Prophet ﷺ openly about these issues, and the whole of the Ummah learned from these three female companions. Sometimes questioning is very important, and that teaches others, as you see. Now, Ibn Qudama rahimahullah, he said, وَيَمْنَعُ عَشْرَةَ أَشْيَاءٍ. He started his chapter to talk to us about what the menstruation prevents from doing. He said, there are 10 matters. Inshallah, we'll finish the 10 matters today, because a lot of them you'll find a lot of difference of opinion amongst them. Performing the prayer. Fi'lu salat. So it is prohibited, haram, on ha'id, the woman in menses, to pray. It is haram on her to what? To pray. Tayyib. What is the dalil? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in the hadith in Bukhari and Muslim, إِذَا أَقْبَلَتِ الْحَيْضَةِ فَضَعِ الصَّلَاةِ. He said, when the haida comes, leave your salat. Do not pray. Do not pray. طيب. Also, وَجُوبُهَا. It stops doing the salat and the obligation of the salat. Pay attention. يَمْنَعُ فِعْلَ الصَّلَاةِ وَوُجُوبَ الصَّلَاةِ. What is the difference between the two? First, he said, it forbids performing the prayer. Secondly, it's obligation. But does menstruation stop the obligation of fasting? It stops doing the fasting, but does not stop the obligation of fasting. Let's fix the riddle. so we can understand it. It's obligation, that means the woman, she is not obligated to pray anymore. So whatever salat she missed during her menses, during her menstruation, during her postnatal bleeding, she does not have to do it after she becomes pure. We understand it. After she becomes pure, she does not have to do it. The dalil, what the Bukhari and Muslim narrated, that an Aisha radiallahu anha qalat, كانت إحدانا تحيض على عهد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. One of us used to fall into or become in a state of height, يعني has her menses, at the time of the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم. فنؤمر بقضاء الصوم ولا نؤمر بقضاء الصلاة. We used to be ordered to fulfill the siyam, to redo it. We were never ordered to redo the salat. So they used to be ordered to redo the siyam, but not to redo the salat. Of course, some ulama, they have said the reason behind it, because that poses a hardship. So the sharia came to remove the hardship. And that's why the woman in menses, she does not redo the prayer. So, again, menstruation forbids doing the salat, fi'lu salat, and removes the obligation. طيب. Thirdly, وَفِعْلُ الصِّيَامِ Fasting. Doing the fasting. Performing the fasting. It's better in your translation here to write performing the fasting. You see, he number three, he put fasting. Put performing the fasting. So, it forbids performing the fasting. And this is the dalil, the hadith that we mentioned. طيب. Does it forbids its obligation? No. She's still obligated and she has to do the fasting. Now when she has to do the fasting, this is, we'll talk about it in the chapter of fasting. This is number three. What tawaf? Tawaf, he said, it forbids performing the tawaf. She is not allowed to circumambulate around the Kaaba. She's not allowed to circumambulate around the Kaaba. The dalil, also in Bukhari and Muslim, Aisha radiallahu anha, she said, لَبَّيْنَا بِالْحَجِّ حَتَّى إِذَا كُنَّا بِسَرَفٍ حِطُّ We have made talbiyah for hajj. What is the talbiyah? Is to say with the intention, لَبَّيْكَ اللَّهُمَّ حَجًّا So she intended with hajj. Until we reach a place called Saraf. فَدَخَلَ عَلَيِّ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ وَأَنَا أَبْكِي The Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam entered upon me whilst I was crying. She was Aisha radiallahu anha. She was crying because she could not do the ibadah. فَقَالَ أَنَا فِسْتِ He said, يعني you started in your menstruation. فَقَالَتْ نَعَمْ She said, yes. قَالَ هَذَا شَيْءٌ كَتَبَهُ اللَّهُ عَلَى بَنَاتِ آدَمْ This is something that Allah written it on the daughters of Adam. So there's something you can't help it. Something from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So you shouldn't be sad about it. He said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if Ali ma yaf'alu al-hajj, do everything that the pilgrim would do. Like the sa'i, to go to Mina, to go to Arafat, do whatever you like to do from the rituals of hajj. غَيْرَ أَن لَا تَطُوفِي بِالْبَيْتِ حَتَّى تَطْهُرِي He said here, do not perform tawaf until you become pure. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam strictly drew the line that you're not allowed to do tawaf until you become pure. Now this is the opinion which majority of the ulama on that. Majority of the ulama on that, they said the woman not allowed to do tawaf. Ibn Abd al-Barr. Ibn Rushd, Ibn Hazm, An-Nawawi, Shaykh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah, Was-San'ani fi Subul al-Salam, they all said, narrated that it is consensus amongst the scholars, it is haram for a woman who is in the state of menses to perform tawaf around the Kaaba. Only Shaykh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah, rahimahullah, he said, at the time of need and necessity, she can. We're talking about tawaf al-ifadah. When we study the chapter of Hajj, we talk about tawaf al-wada', whether it drops or remains as
a sunnah or an obligation upon her, when we talk about that inshallah in the following, yani when we get the chapter of Hajj.
Second opinion, which is, allows her based on necessity. Yani, let's just say, she haven't done tawaf al-ifadah. She did everything, still remain tawaf al-ifadah. And her group is leaving, the plane is leaving. And you all know, if you are in Hajj, and when you leave, you have to be 12 hours before your flight at the airport. You miss your flight, you stay a few days, finished. Especially when everyone is coming out of Hajj. It is a chaos. طيب. Some ulama, like Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah, he said, it is allowed if based on need and necessity. Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah, he said, listen to what he said, because why I'm saying this, some brothers who go to Hajj, they take the opinion of Ibn Taymiyyah, or they jump on website and the website says you can, without going back to the manat, to the reason, to what the Imam have said himself, and pay attention. وَأَمَّا الَّذِي لَا أَعْلَمُ فِيهِ نِزَاعًا. This is Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah saying. And what I know that there is no difference of opinion about it, أَنَّهُ لَيْسَ لَهَا أَن تَطُوفَ مَعَ الْحَيْضِ. That she is not supposed to do tawaf while she is menstruating. إِذَا كَانَتْ قَادِرَ عَلَى الطَّوَافِ مَعَ الطُّهْرِ. If she is able to do it while she is in the state of purity. فَمَا أَعْلَمُ مُنَازِعًا أَنَّ ذَلِكَ يَحْرُمُ عَلَيْهَا وَتَأْثَمُ بِهِ. I do not know a difference of opinion that it is haram on her and she is sinning. So Ibn Taymiyyah allows it when, rahimahullah, huh? When it is time of necessity and need. As I said, her group is leaving, she's going to be left behind, no one to take her home, and then it's going to pose a problem on her. It's going to do what?